Development. Residents of Busia County who attended the Public Participation Forum on Proposed Affordable Housing Regulations have lauded the government's initiative. Speaking on behalf of the participants, Busia County Secretary for Interfaith Network Sheikh Mohammed Ayuolo said that a number of Kenyans were doubtful when President William Ruto mooted the idea of affordable housing. A number of Kenyans, including residents of Busia, expressed their dissatisfaction, thinking that it was one way of fleecing the taxpayers, he said. Ayuolo stated that the Public Participation Forum was an eye-opener after the facilitators clarified issues that were raised by the locals. "We want to thank President William Ruto for coming up with the initiative," he said, noting that existing houses being occupied by civil servants were constructed by the government 60 years ago. He further said that the project will elevate the status of the country from where the colonialists left it in terms of housing. "Let us support this project because it will help the future generations," he said. Western Regional Director of Housing Polycarp Onyango said that the government targets to construct 10,000 houses in Busia County. "We are doing 2,000 hostels at Alupe University and 5,000 houses at Busia Agricultural Training Center," he said. He explained that the cost of purchasing the houses will range between ₱800,000 to ₱5 million. "I want to ask you people of Busia to register with Boma Yangu. Registration goes for just 200 shillings, after which you will create an account where you will be saving your money. This will give you an opportunity to own an affordable house," he said. The official at the same time said that the government also plans to construct modern markets at Bamala, Karinda, Matayos, Musokoto, Mungatsi and Mau Mau areas. Busia County Commissioner Changa Mwachanga said the government is aiming at providing many house units and increasing the mortgage with favorable ownership terms. Under the affordable housing pillar, the government aims at providing 200,000 units per annum to reduce the deficit. It also targets to grow the number of mortgages from 30,000 shillings to 1 million with favorable ownership terms that have monthly payment of as low as 5,000 shillings, he said. The forum brought together civil servants, county government employees, religious leaders among other stakeholders to give views on the draft regulations on the affordable housing project. Key areas of concerns by the participants were consideration of low-income earners, accessibility of the housing units, proof of ownership and priority to be given to the local residents.